State should expect damaging winds and a chance for tornadoes. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
We're exposed to many chemicals, some harmless, some not. This KU graduate researcher is uncovering how they impact our bodies.
Hi, my name is Katie Veneman, and I'm a fifth-year PhD candidate in the Pharmacology, Toxicology, and Therapeutics program at KU Medical Center. My research focuses on the effects of compounds called endocrine disruptors and how they interact with the liver and can potentially lead to liver disease development.
You're studying how these chemicals interact with estrogen in the liver. How does that happen?
So what happens is these chemicals compete with estrogen for a receptor called estrogen receptor alpha. And if they are able to bind to that receptor instead of estrogen, then it can cause things like inflammation or fat buildup or alterations in how your enzymes are working.
You're studying a chemical that's no longer used. But what are some broad categories where these types of chemicals can be found?
So endocrine disruptors are found in a lot of places. Some of the notable ones are in pesticides or not.
Meditation from Tice here on Kansas Public Radio, Massenet. That was Herbert von Karajan with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, the violinist, and Sophie Muter. Good morning. I'm Destiny. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio in Lawrence, where it is very cold. I hope you all had a good weekend and you're having a good start to your Monday. I have another lovely meditation at the end of the hour, a very famous one that I know pretty much all of you will recognize. It was nice to meet some of you this weekend. I'm happy to be able to put faces out there to some of our listeners. And if you'd like to come meet me, you have another chance this weekend, Sunday at 3 and Saturday at 7. Just go ahead and Google my name, Destiny Mermegan. I'm playing a concert. I would love to meet more of you. It's been really fun meeting so many of you. And I have a special shout out for one of our supporters today that is making classical music possible, Maley Sisson of Manhattan, Kansas, a longtime listener member hoping for lovely spring weather. I agree with you. What was with that snow this weekend? I quit. it needs to go away. Well, it's supposed to get warmer this week. So how about another meditative-like thing to listen to? Vaughan Williams is always very lush and beautiful. This is his fifth symphony, and it's with Andre Previn and the London Symphony Orchestra, now on KPR. Vaughan Williams, Symphony No. 5, here on KPR, Andre Previn and the London Symphony Orchestra. A beautiful, beautiful meditative symphony, and I promised you a very famous meditation for the end of the hour. I bet you'll recognize it. It's by Bach, now on KPR. Kathleen Battle singing Bach's Ave Maria here on KPR. Coming up next hour, Mozart's take on an Egyptian king. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And the Lead Center, welcoming the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Company, a group that has shaped contemporary dance over the last 40 years, Tuesday, March 31st at 7:30. Tickets at lead.ku.edu and, of course, the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Info about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page. NPR News up next, and then Mozart on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.